Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey.
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 Marcos?
Yeah.
Marcos?
Yeah.
This man needs to go to what I like to call the Yotes. Send your ass
this man to the Yotes, dude!
Send him to the Send him to Utah with the new franchise, as I like to call them, the Utes.
I'm really sorry.
What did you do?
I'm really sorry.
Single-handedly accelerated. Look, I won't be naive to say it's your fault.
He batted those baby blues and used his interview voice.
Mr. Riley.
And now look what you did.
Mr. Riley, did you hear Jimmy Butler? Did you hear what he said, Mr. Riley?
I'm really sorry.
I didn't want this to happen. I said pay him.
You ended it.
What did you think was going to happen if you didn't pay him? I said it the whole time to pay him his money. This man will do. What he'll do? Leroy.
Hold on. Can I ask this? This is serious. You think this was all about the money, or maybe there was a rift between the organization and Jimmy because Jimmy wanted to do basketball the way Jimmy wanted to.
I don't buy that.
Okay.
I don't buy that.
All right. I'm just saying, because him not playing games really seemed to bother Pat.
Oh, yeah. That bothered Pat for sure. But I think, I thought you were talking about Jimmy's comments about how he's being used last night. I was like,
I'm talking about.
Jimmy was talking about his role last night, and I was in the back of the press conference room giving him the Marcos. We know why you're mad.
Mm-mm.
This all started. Listen, the money part of it was a factor. But to me, this all started because Pat started getting annoyed by Jimmy not playing games.
I think he was
everything else that happened between the two of them is a byproduct of that fact.
I can't disagree with you that it was availability. I think it's the idea that they lost. They lost to the Celtics. That it was over. You know, like they just saw. They got as close as they possibly could.
Look at where the Celtics are. Look at where you are.
And Jimmy, like the master that he is last night, shows up with his middle finger to Pat, which was to show up with Celtics green hair. Or Joker hair, however you want to put it, because he was ready to throw chaos into the blender. But I mean, Shams, you didn't have to write last night this. Butler missed the Heat's first round playoff series loss to the Celtics last season because of a knee injury suffered in the team's play-in tournament victory. After the loss, Butler gave an interview on social media where he indicated the Heat would have won the series if healthy. Quote, "If you're not on the court playing, you should keep your mouth shut," Riley said in response to his end-of-season media session. Riley and Butler's relationship has yet to recover, sources said.
Oh, and who asked him that question?
But
who did it?
But the problem is not just that.
You robbed me of mine,
right?
Joy.
What you say, like, and here's, sometimes we concentrate more on what people say.
Mm-hmm.
Than the reality of what that situation is. Because Pat was probably already thinking this, going into all the play-in and all these things, that Jimmy had played 5 or 10 more games, right? We're not in this spot.
They probably would have been in that play-in spot for sure.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So think of how Pat is thinking about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jimmy being Jimmy says, listen, I do what I need to do when I need to do it. Then he gets the injury. So, like, all of this just kind of comes to a head in a series of unfortunate events. But then Jimmy says what he says. And, like, I don't make nothing of it simply because Jimmy's always said stuff like that, right? Jimmy's always just been out there calling people garbage. And when it's funny, right, then everybody just kind of chuckles and moves on because Jimmy's playing and everything's great. But when he's not, imagine how that could rub Pat Riley.
Of course, I get it. But, like, it's one of these things where, you know, the Heat can't be in a position right now where they're surprised where they're at right now with Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. Like, Jimmy Butler has been this his entire career, and any time that he has not gotten the money that he thought he deserved, things went nuclear. And I think in the Heat's head, they probably thought, it'll be different because we've done a lot together. He's older. There was a, quote, respect of the organization.
You said the same thing about Pat. You said the same thing about Pat Riley.
Who did?
You, when I said he did the same thing to D-Wade. Oh, this is different.
I didn't say the same thing to D-Wade. What I said was he should
pay. What I'm saying is he did the same thing by not paying D-Wade because he was older.
Right. Well, I wasn't disagreeing with you. My point was he should pay Jimmy Butler because you should know this was going to come down the pipe. Like, you should have known. Like,
but here's like the, you said, Jimmy's being Jimmy. I'm saying Pat Riley is being Pat Riley. So, technically, I mean, if you really want to get down to it, this was inevitable.
It was inevitable. I think two guys
that are the way they are.
Look, here's the thing. We all just fell for a big charade over the last 3 weeks where...
We
were all there. We all fell for his agent in on it. Well, yeah, that's the thing. We all fell for a big charade over the last couple of weeks because I think probably somewhere along the way this season. All right, we come into the season. Jimmy Butler is doing all right. We think maybe even the agent comes. You know, all right, Pat. Hey, can we do this extension? Nah. Does it again? Okay. Now all of a sudden we have the initial Shams report. And, I mean, you could call Shams and Bernie Lee a couple of owls because those two were in cahoots. Because this little acting job, these two, the acting job that they did on Twitter, you were out of order. You're a liar, Shams. Hey. I mean, it was WWE at its finest. And I got to give props. It was well played.
Wow.
Then, all of a sudden... All right.
Open asked the question.
No, that didn't happen yet. Then all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler, to all of our eyes, played against the Thunder. He had this game against Detroit, incredible performance, they lose. Says, I despise losing. All right, have a few days off. Maybe he was fed up in that whole time. I don't know. But remember, they had that layoff between the Thunder game. I don't know what happened.
And everybody was saying, three-day Jimmy.
Yeah, well, we got it, baby. Thunder coming in. All of a sudden, we all see him twist his ankle, leaves the game. But then they're like, nah, he's sick. Okay. Now, people can sit here and say he was really sick or not really sick. Is it crazy to think that Jimmy Butler, in that day break between the Pistons game and the Thunder game, was hoping the Miami Heat were going to trade him and said, hey, to my agent, Pat, let's get this done. And he's going to do it the nice guy way. And then all of a sudden the ankle, who's going to want to trade for Jimmy Butler on a bum ankle? I'm sick. Okay, you're sick. Can't play for the next couple days. Then I have to recondition for a week to come play basketball.
So now they're going right back at it.
Because in the whole way, I'm hoping the Miami Heat trade me. And then what happens? That's like, I don't like the deals out there. Then you have Shams, who's like, Jimmy Butler prefers to get traded. Okay, that's fine. But Pat Riley comes out with a statement, we are not trading Jimmy Butler because he doesn't like the deals. He's not going to be pushed into a deal. We're running out of time here, folks. All of a sudden, the Miami Heat have practice. All right, how many times are we going to sit here with this charade that Jimmy Butler is really sick when I don't think he's really sick? Get to practice. Jimmy Butler tells everybody, I'm in a good place. I'm in a happy place. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to play. I ask him about the statement. Hey, where are those conversations with you and where are things at? And then we get the look. You know, he was all jovial Ask him about Pat Riley, who he clearly hates his guts now.
It's you.
He gives me that look. Gives me a dismissive next.
Did and that should anybody else that look?
No.
Okay, no. It's you.
No.
It's
well, you. I mean, you I don't want to say it's me. Don't say it's me.
Ruined it.
And then all of a sudden, we have the Pels game. Okay, shows up to the Pelicans game. Now the Pelicans suck. They're a 5-win team. He probably thinks to himself, "All right, tell this one to cruise control. Won't try that hard." But the problem is the Pelicans suck. You could beat the Pelicans with Jimmy Butler not trying. And then apparently, the people just had the audacity to tell him, that was the effort you gave? Oh, how dare you say I not try? Comes back the next day. But people asked me going in last night at the building, what did you think of Jimmy last night? I said, Mulligan. I'm gonna see what he does tonight. We saw what he did last night. He put that puppy in cruise control, and he basically...
Barely moving, dude.
Like, right to the corner the entire time, and he puts it under the guise of, oh, this is the role I've been given. Mm-mm. Tyler Hero barely took shots last night, dude. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. But here's the thing. I don't like what Jimmy Butler did last night. Just last night. Because I've been pro pay Jimmy. I don't like what you did last night because you played with those guys, a lot of those guys, for a lot of years. I understand you want your money on. Hey, I can't fault you for that. It's still a basketball game. You could have given a rat's ass. But this is where he feels like he's been pushed. He felt like he played the nice guy. He did the go away because I'm sick thing. Pat Riley still didn't trade him. So now he feels like he has to throw the Molotov cocktail on the court and make it happen. Okay, will the Heat do it? Now we're at, will the Heat do it? Because he's not going to try playing basketball. He very clearly has shown you. And the report last night was, he told the Heat, trade me anywhere but here. Anywhere but here.
I mean, but this is basically where we are, right? We know Jimmy. We know Pat. Right? This probably started when Pat Riley said what he said and then tried to cover it up by saying he's a needle mover.
Yeah. I don't remember which one he said first. I think he said needle mover first and then shut up.
Right. But I knew this was going to be an issue because of how he's always handled these situations.
Yeah. He's cutthroat.
The reason why it has probably become more divisive more than helpful is because Pat Riley probably listened to Jimmy and said, well, Jimmy's just going to go out and ball out and then we'll deal with it when we deal with it. And he didn't.
Yeah. Well, I think they had an idealistic position, thinking, "Oh, he wouldn't dog it on us. Maybe maybe in other places, but we've built too much." But Jimmy,
so, in other words, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
We went into a situation thinking Jimmy wasn't going to be Jimmy, or Pat Riley wasn't going to be Pat Riley.
Correct.
And in the end, Jimmy Butler was Jimmy Butler, and Pat Riley was Pat Riley.
As Pat Riley famously said a couple years ago when asked about Jimmy, like, who does Jimmy remind you of? And he said, me. So now we have two confrontational forces who are sick of each other, but yet won't put themselves in bad positions. Pat Riley's not going to take on a bad deal. Jimmy Butler's not going to play hard for you and get himself hurt. What do you do from here? I don't know. Do you just tell him to stay away?
Here's the problem. The problem is this, and this is a bigger issue, and this happens through sports franchises in every sport. They have a lot of young players, guys who are just either starting to come into their own, or guys who have just started playing on a regular basis. How do you handle those guys with Jimmy in the locker room?
Right.
Or agreed. Just going between Pat Riley and Jimmy.
Well, that's okay. And that's going to be Spo's issue, right?
Issue, because Spo can only say so much. Spo has never been the guy to ever get irritated at a player.
And I got
to
be honest with you. I think last night he should have. I thought Spo did a bad job last night. I think that Spo last night putting his head in the sand and basically telling the media, "You guys are making an easy storyline." I'm like, dude, I understand you never like to call anybody out. I'm not even saying call Jimmy Butler out, but you got to say what's happening. And I think too many times Eric Spoelstra just likes to keep it to basketball, where that dude does wield a lot of power in the organization now. They gave him an 8-year extension. I would have liked him to acknowledge what the hell's going on right now.
Okay, but here's the deal. There is nobody he respects more than Pat Riley.
Of course.
He ain't getting into a conversation or suggestion or comments or anything like that where he then feels he's got to pick a side. And that's why he does that. He's never done it with anybody.
Okay, but you're going to be here long past Pat Riley. Whenever Pat Riley, however many more years okay, Pat Riley has, one, two, three.
Now is not the time for Spo, knowing all of that, to come out and say it with his chest. Right? Now is not the time to come out and just put it all out there, because that'll make it even more out of hand.
We'll take a
break. So don't say nothing, and let them two handle it. I got to coach basketball.
We'll take a break here on the show. You guys get in 305-567-0560 if you want to. We'll take you guys up until 2 o'clock. Lots to dive into the Jimmy Butler saga. If you guys are just tuning in, last night the Heat lose to the Pacers. Ruined tall time, dude. Kalel Ware, 25 points?
Hey, Timbo Slice said trade Jimmy to the lava.
Back after this.